Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us, and this is that time of the week. So I want to talk to you about a guy named Dave. Dave was the fifth of 12 children. He was raised during the Great Depression, and his father worked at a sawmill and also was a part-time basket weaver. Now, I grew up in the country. I grew up in a farm. I grew up at a time when there actually still were sawmills. I don't know how many there are out there across the country, but it's a country job. It's as blue-collar as it gets, and that was his father's job. Dave had some problems, though. He was a stutterer. I was once also. He had epilepsy. He had a learning disorder. And all of these things combined to prevent him from graduating from high school until he was 21. So how do you like Dave's chances in life so far? But he was a good employee. Dave was a good employee. First, he was a Fuller Brush salesman. Anybody remember Fuller Brush salesman? I do, I'm afraid. He was a Fuller Brush salesman, and then he became a route man for two bakeries. Now, a route man is a guy who takes the bread to the restaurants and to the stores. He's a route man for two bakeries. He was a good employee. Then, with all of his personal challenges, he purchased and successfully ran a restaurant and a grocery store. Now, this guy who was a stutterer, had epilepsy, learning disorder, took 17 years to get out of school, ran a restaurant. Nothing is harder to do in the marketplace. Nothing than running a restaurant. And he was successful. How about that? Now, remember, Dave's father was a part-time basket weaver. Remember that part? Well, Dave started selling baskets. First, from his father's hands, the baskets his father's wove for him, and later, after his father died, from Dave's factory. Oh, that's right. You didn't know Dave had a basket factory too, did you? Well, it was that basket factory that Dave bought by selling his other two very successful businesses. He sold the restaurant and the store to buy a basket factory. Who would have thought that? Turns out, Dave had serious entrepreneurial sap rising in his bark. His friends and family and bankers were incredulous. Why in the world would you leave a successful and sure thing, two successful and sure things, just to make baskets? What's wrong with you? By the way, they knew Dave didn't know anything about how to make baskets himself. He was not a basket weaver himself. So, now, would you have invested in Dave in those days? Well, we now know that Dave also had vision. And he envisioned a world that would need baskets. Lots of baskets. And Dave Longaberger wanted to fill that need. So over the next 25 years, Longaberger Baskets grew from selling a handful of Dave's father's baskets to millions of these woven wonders. Not too shabby for a stuttering epileptic, learning disabled son of a sawmill worker who took 15 years to get out of school. Think about that, folks. Pretty impressive. And I know, guys, maybe not you, but ladies, I know you know about Longaberger Baskets. Have you seen the building? He built an office building that looks like a basket in Ohio. What Dave lacked in education, he made up with uncanny instincts. Any lack of sophistication Dave had was more than compensated for by an innate leadership ability that made employees want to follow him and customers want to do business with him. Dave liked to say, and you want to write this down, folks, this is going to be on the test. Dave said, your success will ultimately depend on the relationships you build with people. Your success will ultimately depend on the relationships you build with people. There are a lot of highly educated folks. I know a lot of highly educated folks who still need to learn that lesson. Education is important, no question about that. But an educated entrepreneur without instincts and leadership ability and the ability to get people to want to do business with you is like a jeweled Spanish saddle with no horse to put it on. As we say of someone who possesses awesome ability, Dave Longaberger was a horse. He was an entrepreneurial horse. So the next time you feel deficient because you don't have an MBA, ask yourself, what would Dave have thought about that? What would Dave have told you? When you're tempted to have a pity party because the marketplace licked the red off your candy, imagine what Dave Longaberger would have said if you laid that whiny story on him. So remember what Dave said. And I didn't meet Dave. Dave had passed on before I found out very much about the family and about Dave. But I did meet his daughter. I did have his daughter has been on this show before. And I love this quote that I'll leave you with. It's the one on the test that I'll leave you with for as I wrap up my story on Dave Longaberger and his amazing success story. Against all odds, here's what he's left us with. Your success will ultimately depend on the relationships you build with people. That is a lesson that up until the younger generation right now, the millennials, that was never even questioned. That was an article of faith. And I'd like to encourage millennials to think about that. Your success will ultimately depend upon the people you meet, not your technology, but the people. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
So ferry, cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.